In 1938, the Great Depression was starting to release its grip on the American economy, but the recovery was slow and uneven, particularly in Texas and across the South. Family farmers and the working class were still struggling to survive.
Time, once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime?
Nevertheless, President Franklin Roosevelt remained extremely popular with the Texas voters, but his New Deal was not with conservative Texas business leaders. They were especially repulsed by FDR's clampdown on oil production and his pro-labor regulations.
But will attempt to give to the industrial workers of the country a more fair wage return, to prevent cutthroat competition, to prevent unduly long hours for labor.
The stage was set for a defining struggle over the future of Texas, one that is still being felt today. And in this battle over the New Deal, a wild card was dealt, W. Lee Pappy O'Daniel.
Once again, the W. Lee O'Daniel Flour Company of Fort Worth, Texas, is proud to present its president, Pat O'Daniel, and his hillbilly boy.
He tapped into that sense of, is anybody ever going to help us, and why should we believe you? You politicians, because it's been going on a long time and we haven't seen any help.
Chuck Bailey is the former chief of staff for Lieutenant Governor Bob Bullock and the author of Picturing Texas Politics. He said O'Daniel had the right mix of attributes that appealed to voters.
He was a successful businessman, band leader. He would not only use the hillbilly music, he was very religious and an early version of family values.
In April 1938, O'Daniel went on his radio show and read a letter that he said came from a blind man who was asking him to run for governor. Pappy then asked his listeners if he ought to. Bill Crawford, author of Please Pass the Biscuits, Pappy, said the following week O'Daniel was back on the air with an announcement.
He claimed that he got 59,000 letters saying, go for it, Pappy, you're the man for the job. And he got four letters saying that he shouldn't run because he was too good for the job. Oh yeah, it's not me who wants to run, it's my listeners and my supporters, all the great people in Texas who are just forcing me to run because the politicians are so corrupt.
Some suggest that O'Daniel was actually recruited to run for governor by the state's business leaders. They were looking for a champion against FDR and the New Deal.
When Lee O'Daniel first announced he was running for governor, the political establishment, they thought it was a joke. They thought this flower salesman who's on the radio, they thought he was a total joke. They soon learned that it wasn't a joke. When he started campaigning with his band, he drew the biggest political crowds that had ever been drawn to political rallies in the state of Texas. And when he started drawing those crowds, the political machine said, oh no, what are we going to do now?
Mary Margaret McAllen is a Texas historian and the author of I'd Rather Sleep in Texas.
Pappy O'Daniel approach to politics was the way that he sold flour, just giving the end result, and with lots of hucksterism and lots of music, and filled the airspace with himself.
O'Daniel told his followers that he was running on a platform of the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule.
His slogan was less Johnson grass and politicians, more smokestacks and businessmen. So he was running on a get rid of the politicians and let's let businessmen run the state.
I think he told people what they wanted to hear, and he gave them a level of comfort that they hadn't had for over a decade. So I think he made people feel that things were going to be all right, and he was going to solve their problems.
He did that with a promise of an old age pension of $30 a month for anyone over 65, but he didn't say how he would pay for it.
The political establishment were astounded because O'Daniel had never been registered as a Democrat. He was previously registered as a Republican. He had never voted in an election in Texas, and he wasn't eligible to vote because he hadn't paid his poll tax, which you had to pay at the time.
O'Daniel was quoted saying that he never paid the poll tax because he never found a politician that was worth the $1.75. And all this didn't matter to the voters because on primary day, O'Daniel stunned the state.
Mr. O'Daniel's sweeping primary victory over 11 Democratic opponents is tantamount to winning the governorship. O'Daniel Barrels lured campaign cash with the slogan, "Flour, not pork." And Texas takes the 46-year-old flour salesman at his word. His circus-like showmanship flabbergasted old-time politicians. With a bus and a band, he crooned his way to victory.
Texans wanted an amateur politician, and they got just that. And once elected, it didn't take long for Governor Pappy O'Daniel to show his true colors. For the Texas Standard, I'm David Martin Davies.